Actually, today, inshallah, we are having the class number 12 in the Believe in Allah's Knowledge, Fulfillment of the Trusts, the fifth class of the marriage classes, and the name of the class is Our Beloved Husbands, We Need Your Kindness and Affection. Last week, actually, we sent a message of love and obedience to our husbands. So I received many requests of my dearest sisters asking me to send a message to our beloved husbands to remind them that their obedient wives are in need of their love, kindness, and affection, so that the marital life will become more easy for them. As the woman always cares for the nice words and the feeling of love and care. In Islam, the wife has the right that her husband's duty is to feed her and to clothe her well. As stated by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his farewell ceremony. But happiness in marriage is not the food and the clothes only. It is the bond of affection and mercy which every wife is looking for. To answer the request of my dearest sisters, this is the class which is titled, Our Beloved Husbands, We Need Your Kindness and Fear. So actually, this is a message to every Muslim husband. Allah the Almighty, He said in Surah Al-Rum, Surah number 31, verse number 21. Now we will read the Surah from the Quran, inshallah. And so now actually we will read Surah number 30, Surah Al-Rum, verse number 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
Among his signs is that he created you from dust and then And among his signs is that he created you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them. And he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect.
Thank you very much. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that he created the wives from among the husbands, and so that they may find repose in them, and that affection and mercy is always there between the husband and the wife. Okay, actually, our dearest husbands, it is the knowledge and wisdom of the Creator Allah to make affection and mercy the fundamental base for the relation between the husband and the wife. As Allah the Almighty knows that these feelings are essential, the essential nutrition for the spirit. Today, inshallah, we are sending a message to every Muslim righteous husband who is believing in Allah and trying to follow Allah's command regarding his family. The message of today is just a reminder to our beloved husbands regarding their wives, which are a trust. A trust which have some rights, which Allah will question the husbands about these rights of their wives on the Day of Judgment. Let us today send a message to our beloved. By getting married, you are not just getting a wife, you are getting your whole world. From now until the rest of your days, your wife will be your partner, your companion, and your best friend. She will share your moments, your days, and your years. She will share with you your successes and your failures, your happy days and the sad ones, your dreams and your fears. She will be always with you, the Spirit providing you with affection, mercy, support, love, happiness, peace, and tranquility. She is the shepherd in your house, taking care of you and your kids. When you are ill, she will take the best care of you. When you need help, she will do all she can for you. When you have a secret, she will keep it. When you need an advice, she will give you the best advice. Your wife is always with you, ready to sacrifice everything for your happiness. When you wake up in the morning, it is your wife, the first one your eyes will see, and also she is the last one your eyes will see before you sleep. During the day, she will be taking care of your house, your food, your kids, and everything she can do to provide happiness for you. Your wife will be your whole world, and you are her whole world. Our dearest husbands, Allah the Almighty said in the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 162 and 163, a very important rule which every Muslim has to know, and let us know it now from the Quran, inshallah. Now, inshallah, we will read Surah number 6. Number 6 is Surah Al-An'am, okay, and we will read verse number 162 and 163. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim. قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. You can read it. Can you read it in English? 162, 163.
Say, O Muhammad, verily my salat, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the Alamin. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that rule, that it is a command for the Muslims to live their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have all their deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, our husbands, our marriage is an act of worship, which Allah will reward for it. The reward for every good deed in marriage is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 33, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 21, a very important rule for every Muslim to follow, and now we will know about it, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes for Allah in the last day and remembers Allah much.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a good example for every righteous husband to follow and to follow him. Okay. Now let us learn about the guidance of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the ideal Muslim husband. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the believer who has the most perfect faith is the one whose behavior is best, and the best of you are the ones who are the best to their wives. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat women kindly, for woman was created from a rib. The part of it that is most bent is the top. If you try to strengthen it, you will break it. And if you leave it alone, it will remain bent. So treat women kindly. Actually, I need to clarify to you the meaning of this hadith. Okay. Actually, first we have to notice that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started with the words treat women kindly. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended with the same words, treat women kindly. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same sentence, treat women kindly, to clarify the great concern of the Prophet for the women. The Prophet concerned for the women sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reached such an extent that he didn't forget to remind the Muslim to treat the women kindly in his farewell ceremony. This is the khutbah in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the essential points of Islam. And as he realized that this was the last time he would stand and address the Muslims, so he didn't omit to advise Muslims to treat women kindly, beginning his words concerning women with a warning that is indicative of his care and concern. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, interact with women kindly, for they are prisoners, and you have no other power over them. than that. You have rights over them and they have rights over you. This is a good advice in which every sincere husband recognizes the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in defining the duties of the husbands towards their wives in a frame of mercy and compassion. The Prophet gave recommendation concerning wives which are based on Allah's commands, which Allah mentioned in the Quran. Before mentioning the surah of the Quran, the verse of the Quran, which is the base for the recommendation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to clarify to you the meaning of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he mentioned that the wife, the woman, was created from a rib. Okay, actually, the rib is a bony structure which has a curve. Okay, so the part of the rib which is the most bent is the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is the top one. Actually, this is the rib. You know, the rib is the bone which is coming out from the vertebral column. Okay, when you were Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it's coming out from the sternum. You know, this is some medical expressions, but the rib is a bony part in our body, and it has a bend. Okay, if you try to strength to make it straight, you will break it, and if you leave it, it still has a bend. So you have to be aware that the women have a bend. Okay, psychological bent. Okay, this is something in the women. So you have to be kind to treat them. And because of that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recommended the Muslim husband to be kind to his wife. Because if he try to make her straight, he will break her. She will not be able to tolerate the rules. Okay, and if he will leave her, he has to be aware that still she has a bent. She's not straightforward. Okay, this is the women. They are not straightforward. Okay, this is how Allah created them, and this is how the husband have to be aware, and they have to be kind to treat the women. Okay, inshallah, today we will clarify how to treat the women according to the Islam, inshallah, so that the husband can have the best life with them. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he based his recommendation concerning the wives on a verse number 19, which is mentioned in surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, the women. Let us know about it. Actually, I will read it for you in Arabic and in English because of the translation difference. Okay, Allah said in the Quran, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Okay, live with them on a footing of kindness and equality. This is the basic, okay, fundamental reality which every husband has to have his relation with his wife according to this verse of the Quran. Live with them on a footing of kindness and equality. Okay? وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. The Muslim husband who is adherent to the guidance of Islam will have a deep and compassionate understanding of the nature and psychology of his wife. He recognizes her inclinations, desires and moods, and he tries to reconcile between them and the ideal life and the behavior he wants for her, while never forgetting for an instant that she has been created from a bent rib. Okay, this is the fact which every husband has not to forget. And to make the bent rib straight is impossible. Okay? Accordingly, the Muslim husband should develop a tolerant attitude towards his wife so that he will be following the example of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his behavior and deeds towards his wife. For example, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the best for my wife. Okay? Following the role model, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proved that Islam cares and respects the rights of the wives. Again, the role model, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will learn that Islam cares and respects the rights of the wives, and also According to the way Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his wife, it was the way that he brought peace, stability, happiness, and security to the family. A wife may become angry for any reason and keep away from her husband, making him feel her anger. The Muslim husband responds with tolerance and kindness based on his deep insight into the psychology and the nature of the women. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to treat his wife whenever they were angry with him and kept away from him all day until the night fell. To show emotions is necessary to keep the marital bond away from rusting. Our beloved husbands, remember that you will be rewarded for any emotion you show to your wives. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one will be rewarded for things that he does seeking the pleasure of Allah, even the food that he puts in the mouth of his wife. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to extend his knee to his wife to help her to ride her camel. Okay, the true Muslim is an ideal husband. Now we will learn more about how the true Muslim must be an ideal husband. Okay, some of the husbands are under the impression that I can be a very religious Muslim, you know, but still I am not an ideal husband. I am not following, you know, the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way he was treating his wives. This is wrong concept. Okay, to be a true Muslim, okay, you must be an ideal husband, because our Prophet Muhammad, whom he is the role model for us, he said that he was the best to his wives. So every husband and every Muslim who wants to prove to Allah and to prove to himself that he is a true Muslim, he must treat his wife, okay, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was treating his wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the one treating the wife with peace, with tranquility, okay, and he all the time remembered that they women are created from a rib, okay, and you cannot make them to be straight. Okay, so you must be always kind with them. You must try to tolerate their attitudes so that you can live with them the best life. Okay, so now we will learn that the true Muslim abides by the clear text of the Quran, which commanded him to treat his wife fairly and decently. So his wife enjoys his gentle company and close companionship, no matter how long they stay together. When he comes home, this is number one. Now we will learn practically how the true Muslim, the true sincere Muslim, can be practically, you know, an ideal husband. Okay, number one, when he comes home, he greets his wife and children with a smiling face and extends to them the blessed greeting that Allah has made the greeting of Islam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, verse number 61. We will read now from this surah, okay, to know about, you know, the greetings of Islam, which every husband who is looking for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he enters his house and he is looking for his wife, you know, to have the big smile which we described last week, and to have the warmth in her heart, and to have the nice words on her tongue. At the same time, your wife is also in need of your greeting when you enter the house, so that immediately she will show you the beauty which you are looking for. Okay, so now let us learn about the greeting of Islam in Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, verse number 61. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 61, Allah is saying, أعوذ بالله, in the last part of the ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بِيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. But when you enter the houses, greet one another with a greeting from Allah. Say, Assalamu alaykum. Peace be on you. Peace be on you. Okay? Actually, this is how, when the Muslim husband enter his house, he has to greet his wife. He has to tell her, Assalamu alaikum. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encourages Anas, okay, radiallahu anhu, one of his closest companion whom he considered as his son. He encouraged Anas to use this greeting. He told him, Oh my son, when you come home, greet your family with the salam. Say assalamu alaikum. It will be a blessing for you and your family. Okay, so in Islam, we are not supposed to enter our houses, okay, just keeping silent. Okay, this is number one. There are some houses, there are some husbands whom they open, you know, the door of the house with the key, and they just go on. You know, they never say salamu alaikum. Okay, or there are some husbands when they go home, they say, you know, how is everything? Everything is all right. What happens today? Hello, how are you? Okay, this is wrong. In Islam, if you are looking for the blessing for you and your family, you must, you know, say assalamu alaikum when you enter your house. Number two, the husband should lend a hand if he sees his wife in need of his help, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always helping his wife. Okay, and actually this is a clarification of care for the wife. Okay, some husbands are Muslim husbands, they are under the impression that if I help my wife while she is working in the house, you know, or doing some of the housework, this means that, you know, I am not the master of the house. Okay, I don't have the qawama, okay, of the house. Okay, this is totally wrong. Okay, to be having a company which consists of two partners, the husband and the wife, and this company is supervised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who commanded both partners to have affection and mercy. This means that it is from the depths of the heart of everyone that I want to feel that the other partner is happy. I want to feel that my wife is not having a lot of burden on her at home. Okay, we are not two enemies at home. We are one spirit. If my wife is having a lot of burden at home, okay, and I am the ideal husband following the rules of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following the role model our Prophet Muhammad, I will immediately be very happy, okay, to help my wife, because me and my wife are one person, me and my wife are having one company, me and my wife will be rewarded if we will do all the deeds in our marriage for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me and my wife are garments to each other, okay, so we are supposed all the time to help each other, okay. So actually, the wives are always upset when they feel that their husbands are just sitting as if he is the master of the house, drinking the tea, okay, and reading the newspaper, okay, for 2 to 3 hours, while he is observing that his wife is running from the kitchen to the cooking to the kids, okay, but he never try, you know, to ask her if she needs any help, because this may decrease his prestige at home. Okay, this is totally wrong. This is how we kill the affection and mercy, you know, in the spirit of our wives. Okay, the wife is not a servant at home. Okay, my dearest husband, you are the shepherd of the family. Okay, and she is also a shepherd. So both of you are responsible. So let us have the affection and the mercy as the feelings between each other. The wife is only in need of the feeling that her husband will check with her. Are you in need of help? This is more than enough for her. Just to feel that he is feeling her feelings. Just to feel that he is observing that she's trying her best to take care of the house, and she's need of another hand. Okay? And when he will tell her, my wife, are you in need of help? Okay, and he will just try to help her in the very simple word. This will give her wife a lot of happiness in her spirit, and this will make her to try her best to sacrifice everything for his sake. So for the sake of Allah, every husband should lend a hand if he sees his wife in need of his help, and let him have, you know, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time in his mind as his role model. Also, the ideal husband should say some words of comfort if he feels that his wife is complaining of tiredness. When the husband feels that his wife is working outside half of the day, then when she will come home, she will run to cook and to clean and to adjust and to take care and to serve food. Okay? She is not in need of only one thing, some words of comfort. Okay, my wife, jazakallah khair. My wife, you are doing an excellent job. Only few words which will not cost him anything, but it will be a medicine for the wife, you know, to treat her tiredness and sometimes to treat her feeling of loneliness. Okay, I am the servant of the house. He is observing how I am tired, and he never try even to say some kind words to me. Okay, so let us always try to keep the affection and mercy between us. Oh, this is the way to keep the affection and mercy, my dearest husbands. Say some words of comfort to your wives all the time. The wives are always looking for the words of comfort. Also, the ideal husband or the real Muslim husband should satisfy the femininity of his wife by making himself attractive to her within the Islamic limits. Okay, actually, it is always observed that, you know, at the time of marriage, the husband and the wife are caring for their beauty. But after marriage, after, for example, 5 years, 7 years, okay, maybe some of the wives are still taking care of their beauty. But the problem is that the husbands will gain weight, you know, and, you know, they will look different gradually, okay, and they don't care for this, saying that I am a man. Okay, I don't care for my to be attractive to my wife. This is a very wrong concept. Okay, still your wife is, you know, a female whom she is looking for her husband to be attractive to her within the Islamic limits. The ideal husband should give his wife a share of his time and interest. He should not let his study, work, or friends take up all his time and keep him from her. Actually, let us know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, and then I need to discuss this point in details because it is the cause of a lot of troubles for the wives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to one of his companions who used to fast all the day and to stay all the night in prayers, the Prophet told him, do not do that. Fast and break your fast. Sleep and get up, for your body has a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to instill guidance to his companions and to show them how to achieve fairness and balance between their spiritual life and their lives with their spouses. Actually, this is a very important point in two aspects. Number one, some of the Muslim husbands whom they are very religious, they are under the impression that, you know, I must have all my free time to stay in the masjid, or to recite the Quran, or to have a halaqa with the brothers, to learn tajweed and to learn the tafsir of the Quran. This is very good, okay, but always remember, your wife has a right. Again, our dearest husbands, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most important priority in the life of the true believers. And your spiritual life is very important. But you can live your spiritual life, you know, also in your house, you can have a halaqa with your wife and with your kids. Okay, instead of having only the halaqa with the brothers. Okay, it is very important for the house, okay, to have the Quran and to have the halaqas of the Quran in your house. Okay, who will have the halaqa with your wife if you will not have it with your wife? Who will teach your kids, you know, the importance of the Quran and the importance of having a family meeting, okay, with the Quran, okay, except the head of the family, that is to say, the husband and the father, okay. So, our dearest husbands, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always try to remember that your wife is in need of some time with you, okay. Every day she is in need of some time with you, okay? Don't have only your priority, your study and your work, okay? Because still your wife is important as your study and your work, okay? Your wife will be very happy when you will be happy in your work and in your study, but also she's still a human being whom she is in need of companionship, your companionship, because for the Muslim wife, only the husband is the source of the affection, mercy, love, tranquility, security, and peace. She is looking to have all these feelings from you, and she is eager to have these feelings from you. This is the medicine for her spirit. So, for the sake of Allah, try to balance the priorities. Try to balance your deeds. Try to know that your wife is a very important person in your life. Your wife is the partner in your company in this life. Okay? So, for the sake of Allah, always try to have some time with her, okay, after your work. The most important is your work, that's okay. But soon after your work, number two priority is your wife. Whenever you want to have nice time, when you want to enjoy time, when you want to go out, when you want to discuss an issue, have your wife and discuss it with her. Don't have your friends or your brothers or any of the family members other than your wife as a priority. Then after having some time with your wife, okay, because this is your duty towards your wife, this is her right, Allah will question you about this right. After having the time with your wife, okay, if you have extra time, no problem, you can spend it with your brothers and you can spend it with the rest of your family. For the sake of Allah, our husbands, please evaluate the priorities correctly. Your wives, especially whom they are away from their countries, or if they are revered sisters, still they don't have their own families, you are her family in America and outside their own countries. You are her. All the family for the wife is the husband. So if you will not have time with her, if you will not be part of her life, essential part of her life, if you will not discuss with her everything, if you will not have a good time together, how she will be a balanced human being? How she will be a good wife, keeping for you the love and the tranquility? So for the sake of Allah, our dearest husbands, try all the time to give your wife a share time and also interest. Okay? Try to have interest in what she loves, what she likes. If she likes to watch a movie, watch the movie with her for her sake. No problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for every minute you try to fill the heart of your wife with happiness, because you are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are sympathizing with your wife, and your wife is the most important person for you in this worldly life. Also, the ideal husband does not neglect to have a touch of gentle humor from time to time. Actually, sometimes some of the Muslim righteous husbands, they are under the impression that to be all the time tough and to be all the time very serious at home, giving commands to his wife and to his kids, this is the proof that he is a righteous husband. Okay, as if we are in the court. Okay, the house is a court. My wife come. Did you do this and that and this and that? Okay, say your proofs and I will decide. Then go and sleep. Okay, this is the life. This is totally wrong. Okay, you must not neglect to have the touch of gentle humor again and again. If your wife will not have the nice time with you, if she will not enjoy the, you know, this the touch of the gentle humor with you, with whom she will have the time to laugh and to be happy and to relax and to enjoy life. Okay, she is supposed to have all these feelings with you. Okay, so for the sake of Allah, always remember that Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she reported that once when she was on a journey with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she challenged him to a race, and she won. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Later, when she had gained weight, she raised him again, but this time he won. Okay? And he told her, this is for that. Okay? You see, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The heart which is full of mercy and affection. He is having the race with his wife so that, you know, she will feel that, you know, he is caring for her. He is trying to prove to her that he wants to enjoy the time with her. Even he is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is running to challenge, you know, his youngest wife. Okay? For the sake of proving that this is the right of the wife. Okay? To have her husband to enjoy the time with her, to have, you know, these sports with her, okay? To watch the television with her, to tell her some nice news, okay? So for the sake of Allah, again and again, our dearest husband, this is the example of the tolerance and the easygoing nature which will make your wife happy. The ideal husband does not overreact and become angry for simple mistakes, as many ignorant husbands do. If their wives offer them food that is not to their liking, or their meal is a little bit late, okay? Actually, let those husbands remember that one of the characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he never criticizes food. If he likes it, he ate it. And if he didn't like it, he simply left it. He never criticized any food. Okay? Also, the true Muslim remembers that the Prophet asks his family for simple food. Remember that the true Muslim remembers that the Prophet only asked his family for some simple food which he could eat with bread. Okay? And once they told him, we have nothing apart from vinegar. He asked them to bring it. And he said, how good a simple food is vinegar? How good a simple food is vinegar? He didn't say, where is the food? Why there is no food? What you did the whole day? I am very upset. I will never accept it. This is the biggest mistake. I can never tolerate it. I will never eat in home again. I will not come back to that house. You are not a good wife. I am the one protecting the family. What you are doing? This was a failure since day one. Why I tolerated you? I cannot live one day later on with you. You are the big catastrophe in my life. I hate my life. I hate you. I hate everything. This is how we are living together, looking for the simple mistakes, making big fuss from nothing, not trying to look for the excuses. Maybe that day when your wife is late for work, maybe she was having some, you know, illnesses. Maybe she has her period. She was not feeling well. Maybe one of the kids was not feeling well. Maybe any problem happens at home. So why we are always not looking for excuses? If in reality we love each other, if in reality we feel how important is the family for us, okay, if we appreciate having a good wife at home, okay, someone whom she is caring for you all the day, okay, it will be the nature of the ideal husband to find excuses for his wife. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is simply saying, how good a simple food is vinegar. You see, he is accepting the vinegar with all the respect to the vinegar. Not for the sake of the vinegar, for the sake of his wife. This is the manners of the husband who is kind and understanding. And actually, when the husband will treat his wife in this way, okay, the kindness and understanding, she will appreciate it a lot for him. And every day she will try her best to give him the food which he likes, okay, because she appreciated his kindness and understanding. It is always the opposite way. Some husbands are under the impression, if I am tough, my wife will be afraid from me. Accordingly, she will try her best to serve me in the best shape. Your wives are not animals. You can treat them through toughness and hardship. Your wives are very kind human beings. Just be kind and understanding and try to find excuses, and you will realize how the way of kindness, understanding and care is the best way to treat your wife so that she will be the best wife for you. And actually this is the second way which I will discuss to have a happy family. The true Muslim understands his wife and respects her feeling. He does not criticize his wife in front of anyone. He always respects her dignity. The most hurtful thing for a woman is that someone should witness her being scolded by her husband. Okay, actually, there are some husbands whom they are under the impression that if I scold my wife in front of her parents or in front of her kids, she will be very upset, and next time she will not discuss with me anything and she will always be obedient. Again and again, this is not the way to treat a human being. The human being can be the best one when he is treated with kindness, care and respect. This is the nature which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the human spirit to be alive, to be in the good shape when the spirit is treated with kindness, care, fairness and respect. So for the sake of Allah, let us learn these realities. These realities which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was proving when he was living with his wife. He was all the time the role model of kindness and care and respect. Okay, so for the sake of Allah, our dearest husbands, try not to scold your wife or to criticize your wife in front of anyone, and try always to respect her dignity so that she will be a good spirit, she will be a respectable woman, and she will be the honest wife for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that the tough attitude is not the attitude to be used to have the love with the people. And actually now we will read from Surah Ali Imran how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that if you are tough with the people will not live with you, they will escape you. Okay, this is what Allah clarified in Surah Ali Imran, which we will recite it now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَظًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if he has a tough attitude, fadhan, and he has a tough heart, okay, the people will, Muslims and the believers will not be around you. You know, they will escape. Okay, this is an advice for every human being. Okay, that toughness and treating the people in a hard way or not in a nice way will lead that they will escape you. Okay, they will not fear you and stay beside you. So this is related to the people whom they are not so close to us in our life, people whom they are not living with us day and night, people whom they are not the partners of our life. So for the partners of our life, we need to be the gentle, the kind, the nice, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our hearts to be close together and will keep the love and the affection. So the sincere husband also does not disclose any secrets that his wife has entrusted to him, or spread any story that she has told him in confidence. That is to say, he is the most sensitive and respectable towards his wife. Again and again, our dearest husbands, as I clarified to our dearest wives, okay, for the sake of Allah, the secret between you and your wife is the secret which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. None of the members of the family are supposed to know the secrets between the husband and the wife. Even your father and your mother or your brother or your friend or any person on the world, in this world, none is supposed to know the secrets between the wife and the husband, because this is the trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consider the relation between the husband and the wife a trust, and none has to know about it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for the sake of Allah, let us keep that trust as Allah commanded us. Let us keep our marriage life as a private life between the husband and the wife, because this will be more easy, you know, to solve any problem and to keep the secrets. Always remember that your secret is your own secret if you keep it only to yourself. But when you mention your secret to the other people, it is no more a secret. Everyone will know it very soon. If you cannot keep your secret, why you ask the people to keep it? Okay, so for the sake of Allah, every husband has to keep the secrets of his wife, and whatever problems, whatever stories between them, it has to be only private between them, because this is very important in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Marriage life is a trust. The sincere husbands respect the family of his wife as he respects his own family. And this is the attitude which can cause the respect and the love. The family of your wife is your own family, because it is the family which raised your wife, and actually they will be the one to take care of your sons and daughters. They are the grandfather and the grandmothers. And in the previous class, we recommended the wives to treat, you know, the family of her husband as if it is her own family. So it is her right also that her husband will respect her family and will treat her family with respect and love. The husband who fears Allah knows how to strike a balance between pleasing his wife and treating his mother with kindness and respect, so that he will always keep his family life happy. The sincere Muslim understands his role as responsible for spending on the family, and he is not supposed to ask his wife to spend in compensation for her work. Okay, some of the husbands, when their wives are working and they are earning money, okay, they will ask their wives to participate, you know, in the spending of the family, because so long as she's working, she has to participate. This is wrong in Islam. Okay, in Islam, the husband is the one responsible for earning the living. This is the rule of Islam. Okay, if the husband is well off and he can support the family, this is your responsibility. Your wife's wealth is not part of your business. But if the family, the husband earning is not enough for the family, okay, it will be the the wife whom she loved, she is loving, she loves her husband, okay, she will be the one, okay, to choose to help him, you know, to support the family. It will be her choice, okay? But it is not supposed to be the pressure of the husband to pressurize his wife to participate in the spending of the on the family, okay? In spite of the fact, he can, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, support the family alone. Okay, this is wrong in Islam. If the husband can support the family financially alone, it is his duty. If the wife choose to participate, okay, and to help, you know, with some money, okay, to make a better standard for the family, it is up to her. No one can pressurize her spend in compensation for her work, except if she chooses to do so. Okay. Also, the righteous husband is responsible for teaching his wife the Islamic ruling regarding Allah's worship and also her Islamic manners. Islam considered women to be a trust which has been given to men for safekeeping. Therefore, Allah commanded the believing men to adhere to the rules of Islam regarding themselves, regarding their wives, and regarding their families. And let us know about this from Surah number 66, verse number 6. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون.
O you who believe, ward off yourselves and your families against a fire, hell, whose fuel is men and stones, over which are appointed angels stern and severe, who disobey not from executing the commands they receive from Allah, and do that which they are commanded.
Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is the duty of the husband, okay, to save his family or to ward off himself and his family against the fire, okay? And how to ward off against the fire? Through obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through commanding his wife to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah mentioned in the Quran. Finally, the sincere Muslim husband will be the best to his wife by words and deeds. He will talk to her, smile to her, seek her advice, ask for her opinion, spend quality time with her, being generous, kind, understanding, forgetting and forgiving the minor mistakes, trying to love what his wife loves, and having a brilliant leadership in guiding his family to the truth. Our beloved husbands, you are our ways to paradise. So we need from you your help, your support, and your affection to make our marriages a bond of happiness and peace. We'll have some of the, you know, of the sisters about that letter which you are sending to our beloved husbands.
Inshallah, I think everything that was discussed today, mashallah, was on point and to the key. So if the brothers are listening, please, please take heed to the advice that is being given. It's very important that our husbands, as well as our sons, are raised to be more like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's a perfect example. So if our brothers are following this example, our sisters, wives, and daughters will also see, like, okay, inshallah, this is how a man should be treated, or this is how a man is should act, so therefore this is how we should be treated, so therefore this is how we will treat our husbands, and so forth. So, alhamdulillah, we need more lectures like this, inshallah. But I totally agree with everything that was read today, and I pray that the brothers take heed to this, inshallah. Does anyone else have a comment?
Okay, it's already, I'm taping.
Yes, it's okay.
Yeah, I think we should have, husband-wife should have more halka at home on most places. And they should talk about their home affairs or whatever within the limits of Quran, and everybody should participate in that and finally get some kind of conclusion out of it.
If you have any comments.
Well, I just think that, again, to reiterate, that the lecture was wonderful, and that marriage is a give and take, and so I think, long as both people realize that they're on a partnership, then giving and taking is what they should try and strive to do.
Okay, thank you very much. So let us now do the dua that inshallah our husbands will love the class, and inshallah they will follow the rules of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that inshallah we'll have always a happy marriage life together, inshallah, all the Muslims. Let us do the dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.